Texte numéro 81. The bloodshed behind our cheap clothes. Despite the many warnings of dangerous cracks in the walls reported to supervisors, police and the media earlier in the week, thousands of workers were still sent to work on April 24th to proceed with business as usual. 1,127 died in the rubble that day. Kalpona Akhtar, a former child labourer, says the deadly factory collapse in Bangladesh was inevitable, considering the state of the building housing the Rana Plaza factory. The young woman began working in Bangladesh's garment industry at the age of 12, making just $3 a month, sleeping on the shop floor, drinking unsafe water, and being slapped by the supervisor. But she later learned labour law, English, and computer skills, so that she could help win justice for garment workers. Today, she leads a worker education and advocacy non-profit organisation that counts tens of thousands of garment workers as members. The sad reality is that tragedies like this have become all too common, advanced by some of the most highly profitable American and international corporations in the world. Last November, 112 workers lost their lives when the Tasreen Fashions factory, which produced garments sold by Walmart, Sears and other retailers, caught fire. In the case of these two recent tragedies, there is plenty of blame to go around, from the Bangladeshi government for looking the other way at safety violations, to the incredibly dangerous circumstances workers face when they try to unionise, to the pressure factory owners and managers are under to turn out high product volume at low prices, no matter what. But more tragedies can be prevented only if the multinational corporations and retailers whose goods are produced in these factories are willing to stand up and do what is right. A coalition of labour and non-governmental organisations in Bangladesh, Europe and the United States has developed a protocol for an innovative 2-year inspection and renovation programme to finally make these factories safe. The Bangladesh Fire and Building Safety Agreement. If Walmart and its fellow retailers that count on Bangladeshi labour demand change, we can be sure it will happen. As the protocol states, these corporations must verify that the factories they use comply with applicable safety standards. They must ensure that their pricing of garments makes it feasible for the factories to stick to standards. No longer should a Bangladeshi factory manager feel forced to pressure his employees to work in a deadly environment to meet a corporation's bottom line. It's high time that companies like Walmart, The Gap, and others step up and demand the safety of Bangladesh's garment workers. Too many Bangladeshi workers live and work in fear for their lives each day. Adapted from CNN, May 2013.